This is JRS News coming up. Persons with disabilities get economic empowerment grant. Logistics facility to be constructed in Newport West and climate change park to be completed in 4 years. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which results in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Now the news. The Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, the JCPD, will be providing more than $15 million in grants to qualified applicants through its Economic Empowerment Grant Program. More than $3 million in grants has already been disbursed to 46 persons with disabilities over the last financial year. Meanwhile, the JCPD will be conducting the second round of training in collaboration with the Jamaica Business Development Corporation for 22 recipients who have been approved to receive grants. The training session will be held Thursday, May 29 in Mandeville, Manchester. At the session, persons with disabilities will receive training in different business ventures. Executive Director of the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, Christine Hendricks.
These are persons who have some interest and capability of managing a small to medium-sized business. Persons can receive up to a maximum of $150,000 to start this venture. And if a group of persons, about two and more persons with disabilities or mixed with persons with and without disabilities want to start a business, they can get up to $450,000.
Executive Director for the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, Christine Hendricks. As part of its port infrastructure renewal program, Kingston Wharves Limited will in the first instance invest $20 million in the construction of a state-of-the-art logistics facility in Newport West. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says this will involve the acquisition and refurbishing of an existing structure and the removal of others on the port to facilitate increased container handling and storage capability.
Construction of a warehouse is expected to commence within the next 3 months and is estimated to be completed in 12 months. The warehouse will have an initial footprint of 150,000 square feet and will be of modular design so that space can be added as the logistics business grows.
150 new jobs will be created in the initial construction phase of the project. Minister Hilton says that the necessary approvals are obtained. Other phases of the Kingston Wharves Infrastructure Renewal Program will be announced. The entire program is expected to be completed in 5 years. The proposed climate change park in Port Moore, St. Catherine is expected to improve environmental conditions while addressing the issue of climate change mitigation in the municipality. Principal Director of the Climate Change Division in the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Albert Daly, says the creation of a green space is significant to boosting the environmental condition in Port Moore and surrounding areas. Mr. Daly was speaking at the 2014 National Labor Day project at the Climate Change Park in Port Moore recently. The park is expected to be completed in 4 years. It is a joint venture of the city of Hagen, Germany, and the municipality of Port Moore, St. Catherine. And young persons of Parks Road, St. Andrew, are now benefiting from a new basic school facility. The school, constructed by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, under its Basic Needs Trust Fund program, was officially opened May 22. The facility was constructed at a cost of $38.6 million, with the residents of Parks Road contributing $3.3 million in land and sweat equity. The school was named in honor of late Parks Road resident and Justice of the Peace, Eric Malcolm, who was integrally involved in the early childhood institution's development. The facility boasts 3 classrooms, a principal's office, sick bay, bathrooms with access for the physically challenged, kitchen with pantry, and a fenced play area. Speaking at the official opening ceremony, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites commended the residents of Park Lane for their efforts in bringing the school to the area. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.